with Webster.
Loving this story of the man who was... I shouldn't be loving it, because that must have been terrifying for him. It's just funny how he escaped. The man who was trapped inside the bank machine, an ATM, a hole in the wall. He was fixing the lock. The door behind him closed. He didn't have any method of getting out. No phone on him. And, of course, his voice couldn't really be heard either. So he was trapped in there for hours. It's a Bank of America ATM. And he decided, my only escape is to send help notes, push them out through the receipt slot of the bank machine to any people that are getting money out. Loads of people ignored him, thinking that, what, you having a laugh? What's my bank doing talking to me? Until one guy thought, all right, listen, this is serious. We better call this number that he's left me. And he was rescued. So when have you ever been stuck anywhere? We need to know. Dundee 204020 is the phone number that Karen's just called. Karen, tell us your stuck story.
I started a new cleaning job in Dundee. You had to go through a main door, up a flight of stairs and into the office. Mm. I was hoovering the stairwell. The cable caught the door and locked me out.
Oh,
with
no.
All my keys in my handbag, everything. I set off the fire alarm. 20 minutes later, nothing.
What?
I looked at the fire extinguisher. They blamed the wind. They thought the wind had set off. I had to smash a window in the door, reach down, lift up the hatch to get back into the main office to get my handbag and keys.
And never again, or did you go back?
No, I went back and they all wondered how I managed to squeeze through the porthole.
You're a small lady.
Yes.
That's when it pays to be small. Claire, you ever been stuck anywhere before?
Just stuck with you in the mornings.
Oh, jeez. You should be thankful. You should be paying me. Kieran, you're 11 from Dundee. Tell me, you probably didn't have a phone. What's your stuck story?
Well, when I was on holiday in Florida, me and my stepsister were in the villa and the rest of the family went out to take my wee cousin to the park just across the road at the resort, and we were away to play air hockey in the games room, and it was like a little garage thing that had like air hockey and a pool table. Uh-huh. When you twist the door handle, you twist the, like, there's like a lock and you twist the lock as well. So like I twisted it, then I was going out for a drink and I couldn't get it open, so we were stuck in the games room for like over 3 hours.
Hey, it's every child's dream. You ran out of money though within 10 minutes, didn't you?
Yeah.
And Liz has called us. Liz from Perth. Liz, you've been stuck somewhere?
Yes, Webster, I have. I was once on a train from Edinburgh to Perth, the last train, and the train was supposed to terminate at Perth. I fell asleep and woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning when the train had been parked up.
Oh, no way. I mean, we've all fallen asleep in the train before, but how many hours were you kipping for then?
It should have got in at 11:15 and I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, had the train terminated? It wasn't moving anymore or what?
No, it was parked up for the night and it was really, really dark and I had to phone the police to come and rescue me.
Wow, that's creepy.
All locked up.
It's like a horror movie. You alone on a train carriage. So,
right.
Did the police believe you? Did you have to provide proof?
No, they just let me go.
And since then, you now set your alarm on your phone to wake you up every time.
Yeah, I try not to fall asleep.
Wake up with Webster.
All the biggest hits.
All day long.
Tay FM.